Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
JetBlue flight to Tampa returned to Boston's Logan Airport after a passenger was caught vaping marijuana, which the crew subsequently inhaled.
How much did they vape that the crew inhaled weed from a vape pen, man?
While en route to Tampa, JetBlue flight 1191 to Tampa contacted air traffic controllers.
Hey, man.
Requested a return to Boston due to a passenger disturbance. The controller acknowledged and relayed instructions to return to Boston, but requested clarification on the disturbance, asking, is the cockpit secure right now? Pilot explained the passenger had been vaping or smoking in the laboratory in the first class section.
Uh-huh.
And the crew inhaled it. It's unclear. So which means what? They can smell all your poop, too, if you take a dump up there?
I guess. I don't know, man.
He must have been smoking the hell out of that vape.
That's what I mean, like, people will take a dump in the bathroom, and unless it's real bad, planes do a pretty good job of ventilating those. You know, because someone will be in there for 5 minutes, and you're like, oh, my God. But you open the door, there's remnants, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much weed you had to be vaping for them to say they inhaled it.
Yeah, a lot.
It's one thing to say, we want to kick this guy off the plane, fine, but they're implying, like,
it's also unclear
if
crew referred to the flight attendants or the pilots.
I'm of the theory maybe they were so pissed.
That they just said that to...
Right, and they needed a good reason
to trump up the
back.
Charges a little bit, like, we're going to get stoned to contact
them. Also, man, somebody sent me this story last week, and I just said to my buddy, I was like, just eat an edible like the rest of us.
Eat an edible.
Like, how much of a weed junkie do you got to be to start ripping vape pens?
You know, I don't even think it's that. I just feel like people that vape, not everyone, but certainly, I'm a smoker, all right? And they'll tell you, hey, man, you can't smoke on this flight or indoors or whatever the situation is. It sucks, but you deal with it, right?
All right.
People that have vapes, I feel like, hey, man, within 5 minutes of you making whatever announcement you want to make, they're always going to sneak a vape. Like, everywhere I go, you could be in a restaurant, you could be on a plane. I see it at the airport all the time. People just, like I said, they're not hotboxing anything, but, you know, it's a little telltale, you know, coat up over the mouth. Then a quick.
Yeah.
And see, and most, and to the credit, the steam kind of dissipates quickly. But if you're right behind them, like, I know the flavor you're smoking. I know you just hit it. I know if it's weed. Like, and like you said, just eat a gummy if you want to be high. It's no big deal.
And look, I get it, right? I have a ton of disposable little vape weed pens, right?
Yeah.
And my buddy, I was in his living room. He's like, you can't smoke that in here. And I was like, I've smoked in here with your son.
Oh,
he was like,
wow,
damn.
Wow.
I mean, his kid's in his 20s.
Oh, okay. All right.
But his wife was out of town. I said, it'll dissipate. It'll be fine. But yeah. I looked at it. I said, I wouldn't smoke a bowl in here.
Right.
Right.
Or a blunt or anything like that.
Right. But...
But you see, you vapors, man. You guys are like, I can hit this anywhere.
Is that why you have them, just based on the fact that you live in an apartment? Just to keep the weed from going in the hallway, the smoke?
Yeah, it just smells a lot less.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even at our watery hole, you know, I'll go outside and smoke. There's a couple of people that will go out and they're smoking a joint. And nobody cares. They're just not doing it indoors because there's no smoking policy. But I definitely see a lot of cats with vapes, whether they're waiting in line or sitting at the bar. They just, you know, it's just a quick hit. Like, it's so obvious what you're doing. You know, the whole jacket comes up. But I just watch them hit it. And I'm like, bro, this bar is not big. Like, seriously, just walk to the door.
Correct.
And do it.
Or, like, I don't know. Like, I watched that whole show on security at Cleveland Browns games.
Yeah.
And, like, people keep getting in trouble. And it's like, look, they're never going to tell you this, but, like, go sit on the toilet for 2 minutes. They're not going to notice.
I did that at the Baltimore Arena. This is an indoor arena. And granted, I was drunk, and I don't remember the event, but it's a no-smoking policy. And it's not a vape. It's a cigarette. But I sat in the stall, and I smoked a cigarette. But I kept blowing the smoke under the partition. I didn't think anyone was in the stall next to me. It turns out there was. But security comes walking in. You see the boots, but the boots stop in front of the stall next to me and says to the guy in that stall, hey, man, put out your cigarette, man. No smoking. To this guy's credit, he's like, my bad, man. I'll put it out. Security guard says, thank you. Stands there a few seconds and walks away. Well, this guy times it out so that when I step out of the stall, he has stepped out of his stall. And it is a big brother, man. He looks at me. And I'm like, hey, man, thank you. He's like, it ain't going to happen again, man. I was like, all right.
Jesus.
But thank you. I honestly did not know you were sitting there. He's like, man, all the smoke's blowing under the thing. He's like, I knew what you were doing, but the guard came up to me.
The pilot then declares an emergency because the plane was fully loaded and it's not supposed to land at that point in time. Because they fill it up with gas. So it's
now completely it's loaded.
Correct. And you're not supposed to just turn around and hundreds of pounds in fuel are supposed to be burned by the time you finally make it to your destination. That was not the case, which made the landing not more difficult than usual, but just not normal.
But yeah, it's still more difficult than usual. Your weight's up. My only thing is,
and if something bad were to happen, there's more fuel on the plane.
It's a bigger problem than it's worth, in my opinion, based on what they're saying the scenario is. Sometimes, and I don't think this will ever happen, but I feel like sometimes, one, you can kind of shame the passenger, but then take a vote. So you say, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. We have a passenger that's been hitting the weed pen in the first class bathroom. Now, some of the smoke's been traveling around, but here are our options. Is this a big enough deal to you that I turn this plane around with all this fuel and land back at the place we took off from, therefore delaying your trip? Or we just take this bitch's vape, we go to where we're going, and let authorities deal with it. Because I would say, hey, let's finish the flight, man. Just finish the flight. That's the thing.
Correct.
He's not trying to take over the plane. It's not like he has a bomb. It's like, dude, he's hitting a vape pen. Is it annoying? Absolutely. I just took off, and now you're asking me if I want to turn around back to the place I started from? No.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally would vote, like, dude, keep going. Take his vape pen. Give him some alcohol, and when we land, let the authorities deal with his ass.
Passenger seat assignment, which was requested by an air traffic controller, was 1F. Yeah. 1F.
Oh.
Right there in the
first
row.
He was up by the pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Passengers, as they say, first-class flight will end up being much more expensive after the FAA fine and federal criminal charges. Airline can also pursue damages in a civil lawsuit, in addition to a likely lifetime ban.
Yeah, so to me, if he's facing all of that from doing this, do your best, but can we just continue the flight, man? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no one's in any danger. He's just being an
idiot. But you're right, though. If he was up front, maybe one of the pilots was like, oh, no, I had to ingested weed.
In the cockpit, though?
Well, no, maybe he went, that's the bathroom they use.
Oh, so you're saying he went to the bathroom?
Like, if he went in there and was just hitting it, which, again, you can smell it. It dissipates a lot quicker. I just feel like this guy's a jackass.
Well,
I'm annoyed with him. Yeah. I'm not even on this flight. But it's like, I don't know, man. There's got to be a better way to, like, cover it up.
Right. Or just wait.
Yeah. Or, well, that's the solid
just part. Freaking wait, man. And one other night, it's like being drunk. I mean, it's not like it just goes away. It's not like I'm high. Ooh, now I'm not. Like, you'll be stoned for a good while, man. And that's not that long of a flight. You'll be good to get, where's it, Miami? Whatever the hell they're going.
Boston and Tampa, yeah.
But, yeah, come on, man.
My cousin came out here. He was for a job interview from the East Coast. This was in the days of medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You could smoke legally if you had a card. I had a card. So, and the weed was really, really, really good.
That's medical grade?
It was good stuff. And, you know, my cousin, obviously, his mind is blown by the idea that he could not walk into those stores.
Right.
I could go in and get something and bring it back out.
He could not walk into the store.
No, he could not
walk into the store. But my man could walk into the store.
Which I wish he could have, just to see these giant jars of weed that used to exist back in the day. Anyway, I go in there and get a couple pre-rolls. I think you know the pre-rolls that I probably ended up buying and some bud and all that stuff. So he wants to do the Space Needle. We're going to do the touristy crap. Nope, no big deal. I had gone up in the Space Needle before with family. I don't know what I was thinking, but so we smoke a joint outside the Seattle Center. We get absolutely crushed.
Yeah.
I mean, just as how baked we were on that stuff. It was good stuff. Also, I took the rest of that that joint and put it back in the tube, put it in my pocket. I reek.
Oh, I'll just say, that, yeah, you can't hide that.
This stuff is dank. I reek, okay? I forget how tight those elevators are. And I also forget that, like, if the capacity is 20 people can fit in an elevator.
But 22.
Guess how many people are going to be on there? 21, 20. Including the elevator operator.
Right.
Which I forgot existed, too, because last time I went, I think I was one of the last people in the elevator. Did not really realize there was an attendant in there. Or maybe there wasn't. There always is.
They give you a couple facts.
Okay.
Yep.
Get in the elevator. I'm one of the first people in, along with my cousin. We go to the back where that guy's standing. And he's like, Jesus Christ, man. He's like, you two. And I'm like, what? I'm like, can you smell that? He's like, absolutely, man. He's like, you guys reek of weed. He's like, you should probably go up there and take a shower. I was like, oh, man, my bad. Then everybody gets on there. And people are kind of like looking around, like trying to find the source of this.
Whatever. They know it's you.
Well, when the elevator takes off, it took off a lot faster than I remember.
Okay.
And I'm also on the glass wall of this elevator. And I have a very, very... I know it's irrational that I'm not going to fall through the glass. I'm not going to die.
You might.
Did you react when it started going?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, shh. Well, I almost cussed. Because it would just freak me out. And I'm like, oh, God, don't look out there. So I'm standing there with my eyes closed, going up an elevator. Like, please, 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 please. And it's quick. It's not as quick as I wanted it to be.
Yeah, of course.
It felt like a day.
Yeah.
And then we get up there, man. And this is before they just had a regular deck on the outside.
Yeah.
But I, like, walked down the deck. It was like, nope. And I walked right back in. And then there was a small bar there at the time. So I'm like, I'm just going to go to the bar. I'm going to get a beer. I think they might even had our beer that time.
Oh, really?
Or maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Thank you, Space Needle.
Yeah. I think we just launched the beer. And I think they had it. Anyway, get to the top. And I sit at the bar. And I realize that the thing is spinning. I don't know that I realized that the last time that I was up there.
No, because it moves real slow. You have to almost be stationary to realize it.
The restaurant, right, always spun, but it's different now.
So I'm like, dude, I'm like, I don't know how much more of the second thing. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's loving it. He's taking pictures. I mean, these are spectacular, you know? I am really, really happy. I'm like, so I asked the guy, I said, hey, man, I got a question for you. He's like, yeah, man, what do you need? And I was like, Tell me you have a stairwell that goes down, so I'll just take the steps. That way,
you're gonna walk all the way down.
Yeah, he's like, no, there's no stairwell. Maybe there is. It's not for.
He's
for
not going to tell you.
For you, you know, in the event it caught on fire, maybe there is.
Sure,
but in my instance, no, you're not going to use the stairwell. Man, I basically had a panic attack up there. I was like, hey, this is a tourist attraction.
You're supposed to have fun.
It's not even the tallest building in Seattle.
No,
I'm just up there like I am freaking the F out, man. Don't get high and get up this thing, man. It sucks. So our question, either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
When I first started learning the snowboard, I made the poor decision one day to actually take a little toke before the day started.
All right.
And same thing. We get off, and it's a track I've been on, you know, some run I've been on at this point in the season 30 times, right? But there's like a little cat track, and then there's like a little way to go up higher or lower.
Yeah.
Whenever I got up there, and I just kind of sat down, and the people, they're like, what are you doing up there? I was like, I don't know how to say this. I can't move right now. They're like, what? I was like, I should have smoked. I'm scared.
Right. I'm scared, man. That's all.
Like, just come down. I'm like, I can't. There's people going by me. There's an adult male who's going, I can't. I'm scared.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-RIDE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up?
Hola.
This is Mr. What from last week, the Seattle VA.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Dude, we laughed about that. It doesn't matter what anyone said. I'm like, no matter what anyone says, we're just, what?
Based on what you were doing at the time. Thank God you you softened the conversation.
It's the only suicide story I've heard where I laughed. You own that distinction.
Yeah. Well, this one won't make you laugh. Well, it'll make you laugh. It won't make me laugh. I was living in Omaha at the time, and I was a roofer, and I was in really good shape, and I had a local bar that I would go to, you know, pretty frequently. And one night, I went in there and walked out with the biggest girl on the shelf, took her home to my home that was like 2 blocks away, you know, did what we did, and then I could never go back there again because
why not?
The other clientele, my friends, the people that work there, the women that I've been trying to pick up for the last 6 months, they were all on the same page. They were like, "Nah, dude, you're done here," you know. So I was like, "Damn!" So I got blacklisted, you know, and I don't even remember.
No, wait. Did you get blacklisted or did you voluntarily blacklist yourself?
Yeah, I voluntarily blacklisted myself because every time I tried to go in there, even if there was a new person working there, it'd take like 30 seconds for that new person that was working there to know who I was. And they, you know those 22-ounce Heinekens?
Yeah,
sure.
They were the only place in town that sold them, and they were ice cold. So I loved that place, and it was like 2 blocks from my house, so I could walk there if I had too much to drink. And
checked, you know, all the boxes for it.
Yeah, it was quite Polish part of town. But after that, you know, no, they were like, no, man. Every time I walked in, hey, it's like Norm from Cheers. There'd always be one-liner, you know, coming after me. And so I said, you know, screw it. So that's when I decided to move back to Seattle.
Jesus Christ, man. How big was this girl?
She worked at a Circle K in town, and so I knew who she was. That's how originally the big ball got rolling, so to speak. And she was probably a good 400 plus.
Whoa, are you being serious?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Did you go to the Circle K anymore?
No, I couldn't after that, you know.
Why?
So I had to go to
maybe you'd have gotten free hot dogs.
He had to leave the town. He was not going back to that Circle K. Moon,
did you ever see her again after that?
Yeah, I drove by the Circle K, and I pulled up to the gas pump, and she's inside waving at me. I was like, oh, man, never going to live this down. So Like, damn. what do you do after that? There's nothing you can do.
Apparently, you moved 2,000 miles.
I feel like having to leave town was a big call, but. Yeah,
man. There's got to be a leave town moment for y'all as well,
man. But it's probably happened 7 times. I just haven't left. But that would not have been it.
How big was the town?
See,
smaller than her.
Omaha.
Oh, Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah. Well, that still feels like a big enough city where you had to have to. You just, I would have moved to the other side of town.
Yeah, it was a big enough everything that I had to leave town. So. You know, it is what it is. But I really appreciate you guys taking the call, and I really like enjoying your show.
What? Thank you, man. God damn.
This guy's on fire. I left town.
Put it through right away anytime.
I don't know why her working the Circle K.
I'm with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong. No, but just the idea that, like, the thing is, like, whatever your convenience store is, you go there a lot.
Yes.
Like, I know the guys at my 7-Eleven. I know the new owner. I know the guy that's going to sell me some zones.
Right.
But, like, if I hooked up with the dude, it would be awkward going back in there.
Yeah, as crazy as the 7-Eleven is in Fremont, they shut it down for a little while they're doing some repair work, and it's just devastating.
Really? Yeah, yes. Well, it kills you, doesn't it?
Oh, God. Sometimes
because it's convenient.
I get high, and I just want an ice cream sandwich. It's such an easy walk to get down there and grab something stupid like that. That probably is not the... It's probably helpful for my waistline, but other than that...
Sure, sure.
You know, you want to snack also, in at night.
Like, there's a QFC by my house, right? So I go to it a decent amount now, and honestly, it's cheaper than, like, the corner stores on Capitol Hill.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel weird if I see the same people at QFC 2 days in a row. But you don't feel that way at a corner store. You're just like, oh, I'm getting 2 things. No biggie.
Wait, which, like, the customers or the people that work there?
The people that work there.
The only guy... There's two...
Well, there's the one guy that goes to our local who scares me, and he doesn't talk to me in either place.
There's
another guy with a cool mustache.
But he's a manager.
Right, and I always say hi to him. So I feel like if I see him today, I got to like have my head down.
Why would the one guy talk to you?
Is it? So there's another guy that works there. I'm trying to be delicate with my description here, but probably about my age, might weigh 85 pounds. He's bald on top and has black hair. Yeah. Has a pole, and his arms are hairier than anything you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He just creeps me out. He's just, like, honestly, like, if I'm there with my kids, I'm like, I don't like being around him.
Is he the same one that goes to our local?
He might be. Yeah. I don't know.
He's very quiet, Miles. Yeah. Remember, like, Vinsanity?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. It scares you.
Yeah, he's just waiting to explode about something.
Correct. And you know me. I talk to everybody at our QFC. I know a lot of the workers there. I've run into this guy at the bar. I seen him. I go, hey, man, I know you're from the bar, too. And he just,
Like, oh.
Oh. Did you just take it mental? Is this a list? Am I on it?
Yep. You just added yourself to the list.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Just released today, the most sinful cities in the United States of America, and we have rich people coming up with your guess. Is as good as mine. In the meantime, our question, either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Meredith. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So my story is, my cousin and I decided to go vegetarian after an acid trip at Lollapalooza.
So I know acid takes people down different paths. Maybe there's new things you want to try, but how long did you stick with the vegetarian diet?
I actually stayed with it for about 15 years, and my cousin is still vegetarian, actually, and this was 30-some-odd years ago.
What happened during the trip where both of you came down from this, or was it during the trip, and you agreed, you know what, man, let's give up meat?
It was actually during the trip, and we're walking around Lollapalooza, and you know they sell those giant turkey leg things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're walking around, and there's bones all over the ground, and people are gnawing on these crazy-ass bones, and it was kind of scary. And we just thought, oh, my God, are they going to eat us? And so that kind of tripped us out. And then we went over by where they were selling the corn on the cobs, you know? And they were the corn cobs on the ground. They looked so benign and natural and peaceful. So, yeah, I guess that kind of triggered our decision to stop eating meat.
Well, in all fairness, man, back then, there wasn't as many vegetarian options. Even if you were to go for fake meat or whatever and that stuff, and it wasn't very good. It was the worst of the worst. But did you lose weight? Did you feel better? Did you like the lifestyle better?
I mean, I can't say I was a terribly healthy vegetarian. I ate a lot of pasta and cheese sauce, you know.
Okay.
So. Yeah, well, hell, when BJ was a vegetarian, he'd walk around here eating a candy bar and a bag of chips.
Because it wasn't made out of meat. Right, but it wasn't healthy. So what got you back to the world of the carnivore? Like, what was the thing where you finally said, I got to eat this?
It was actually when I had children, and my son was very adamant that he was not a vegetarian. He was going to eat meat.
He's going to eat hot dogs.
Yeah. All right.
So what was your first bite at? Dinosaur chicken nugget?
No. Actually, we went a really strange opposite way and started raising our own meat after that.
So you went on a trip. You see all these bones. It comes crashing home just how crazy that concept is when you think about it like that. You go vegetarian for 15 years. Then when you go back to meat, you're like, hell, I want to know them beginning to end.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, look, there's an ethical, obviously there's ethics behind it. But I know a lot of people who do it for health reasons.
Sure.
But they also, man, they'll tell you, they'll break down every once in a while. And it's not even breaking down. I think if the majority of the time that you stick with that diet, then like a cheat meal if you want to do it. Now, it might really mess your stomach up for that night.
But it's worth it.
But like, you know, like Migs will say.
Migs, brisket.
He's down in Austin, man. He's going to take a bite of brisket.
But I love how he says it. He's like, well, I'm a vegetarian unless you have brisket. I'm like, I respect that. So you eat healthy most, and it shows on him.
I had a buddy, man. His diet was unbelievable, but he had to have pepperoni pizza. If he was going to have pepperoni, that was his thing. He never ate hamburgers. He didn't eat any of it. But if he wanted a piece of pizza,
he was going to eat pepperoni pizza.
And see, I'm the opposite. I don't eat vegetables. But if I'm going to eat vegetables, it's probably going to be on a fajita. And I'll eat the peppers.
Yeah, or a cheesesteak.
Or, oh, man, yeah, cheesesteak, that is very important. That's where the place is. Or your little bits of celery that you insist on including in your chicken salad.
When my wife and I started dating, she, of course, was a vegan through the dating process. But she was one of those vegans who was like, I know you're coming back around. It's okay. We had talked about it. And then at one point, she ended up at a party that we were at over at the Met.
All right.
Yeah. And so I cut off a little slice of steak and I said, I'm going to put this piece of steak on the edge of my plate and turn and talk to the person to my right. Whatever happens to that bite happens to that bite. And I turn around, got into conversation. I turn back around. That bite is gone. Yes, and my wife is going, oh, my God, that was amazing.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
Side note, what did she order? Did she like mashed potatoes and asparagus?
It was later determined, was not supposed to be there. And we found that out as soon as we walked through the door. And she was the only one that was a plus one that was there.
Oh.
So she sat behind me and just clammed up and didn't do a damn thing, and I just kept feeding her little sides the entire time.
I'd say it's one thing, you can go to a steakhouse and get a vegetarian meal, but if you say you're vegan, it's like, hey man, I mean, like, we can't help you. Even the asparagus is in butter.
Yeah, I gotta talk to you after that one.
Yeah
vegan.
Vegan's tough. Vegan is tough, man. And
we made some friends with two dudes at that F1 race in Austin.
Yeah.
Because the race has just ended, and most people go down, and you can see them do the trophies. My buddy's in the air-conditioned little lounge. Said, I'm going to go get a drink with him in the AC. And I hear him go, the only option's popcorn. And we just start BS with the guys. The guys were awesome. They ended up meeting us at a bar in Austin and buying us a bunch of drinks. But the one guy was like,
popcorn was it?
I mean, if you wanted, earlier in the day, you could have gone out to where all the food vendors were. Sure. And I'm sure there was option. But the race had ended. So now it's just in this area, giant bar.
Yeah.
So you could drink all you want. But the options were like popcorn, chicken sandwich, hot dog.
I just want to throw this out to people. If you are vegan, good on you. Don't visit Texas unless you bring your own food. I'm sorry, what now? Mm-hmm. Everything we have is our corn.
The greens have lard.
Made of meat. Yeah, everything.
I mean, I got made fun of as a guy. I got a lamb bowl.
Why did it make funny? Lamb's
because it's Texas. Oh. It wasn't beef.
Yeah. That's how Texas rolls. Did you want a beef tomato?
They probably don't even eat bacon.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So the story goes back to about 2012. I was in the Marine Corps. I'd been in like a little less than a year. And I was temporarily stationed on Pensacola, Florida, on a naval station. I was there for air traffic control school. And
well, you guys blow those planes up and down the beach all day.
Pensacola is kind of awesome, day, I will say.
If you don't have to live there, yes.
Yeah, Pensacola was fun. If you don't have to live there, it's a really raunchy party town to me. So me and a few sailors that were in my class decided to get a hotel room out in town for the weekend, just go to the bars and hang out and see what's up. So we ended up getting the hotel room. We go out to the bar. Obviously, we get pretty tore up. Sailors can drink. They say Marines can drink, but sailors can really put some back. So at some point in the night, I have this deal where I'm a functioning blackout drunk, so I'll just be blackout for hours just on autopilot. So we get back to the hotel, and I'm not ready to call it a night yet. So I walk back to the bar the last bar that we came from, and the next thing I remember is waking up at in a used car lot in a minivan.
In the minivan.
I was in the passenger seat of a minivan in a used car lot. So I guess at some point I got tired of walking and decided to figure out a warmer place to sleep. And I got woke up by the car salesman trying to show this family of four this minivan.
What time was it?
Probably 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
If you're in the Marine Corps, that has to be jarring that you even slept in until 9:30.
So you never made it back to the bar that you were intending to walk back to?
No, I think I made it back to the bar, but then I was walking back to the hotel for the second time.
Just so you know, they didn't sell that minivan to that family. But that is
I would hope not. I wouldn't think they would.
So
I may have even peed a little bit.
Oh damn.
Was everyone still passed out when you go back to the hotel room?
Yeah, everybody was still passed out. Yeah, and they were like, well, where were you? And I was like, man, you guys don't even want to know.
What did the salesman say after you woke up? Was he like, I'm calling the cops? Was he just like, just get out of here?
No, they were chill. Like I got out of the van and I apologized and I just started walking just in the direction of the hotel.
You know,
a brisk walk.
It helped that you're in Florida. Uh-huh. And in Pensacola in particular. You said you're an air traffic control school. So what are some things we don't know? Like, how many hours is one shift? How many breaks do you get? And on average, like, how many planes are you seeing on radar screen?
So for the school, you don't actually control any air traffic. But the school is, it's one of the hardest schools in the military. The attrition rate for that school is like 60 to 75%. So more than half of the people that I started with did not make it through, just because it's so long. It's just so much book work to it. But I did make it through. I made it to, actually got stationed in Arizona at, a Marine Corps air station in Arizona. And it's the only military and international airport.
Oh, wow. So you can work commercially if you want.
I wouldn't, but I could. Honestly, like what happened to me a couple years into the fleet, a couple years into doing that, I was 20 years old and I showed up late to work one day and I told them that I had a little bit too much to drink that night. And they were like, nah, you can't do that. So they popped me with underage drinking and I had to switch jobs completely because you can't have any alcohol related incidents in that field.
I'm glad that is the case. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a very good thing.
how long does it take if you wanted to do the process now and be a commercial, you know, air traffic controller? How many years?
I'm not even sure, honestly.
I thought it was like five or six years of being like an apprentice.
I think my question is, and honestly, at least from your point of view, I know you can't speak for everyone, but what is your motivation to do that job? It's one thing to say you do it, and to everyone else, it sounds cool, but as I've gotten older and you understand the reality of everything that's going on there, just the number of planes and how potentially dangerous it could all be, like, that's the last job on earth I would want.
I mean, the money obviously is probably the number one motivator for a lot of people. Like, nobody really wants the most stressful job in the country unless they're going to get paid for it. So I could see people wanting to get paid for it, but it, at one point in time, it was the highest suicide rate of any profession.
Wow. Jesus, God, man. Okay. Yeah. That's a sales pitch right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, money must be legit.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, right? That's not very...
If you put that in the brochure. But yeah, we pay well. So you'll get paid as long as you can last. Hello, Roy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. What's going on, guys?
Hola.
Hey, so this took place back in Glendale, Arizona, which is where I'm from. And about 20 years ago, and me and my buddies were out in my other friend's backyard, and we were drinking, and we were listening to a particular band called Exciter, which is this amazing speed metal band out of Canada. And we were getting drunk. The music was going. I was getting super into the whole feeling of, you know, speed metal and drinking and everything like that. And I was like, man, I got the most metal idea ever. I'm going to break this beer bottle and I'm going to carve an upside down pentagram into my chest.
Oh, God.
That is about as metal of an idea as an idea can be.
It's fair to say it's metal.
That is metal.
Yeah, yeah. So I went ahead and did that and then passed out eventually. And I woke up and my chest hurt. And instead of the awesome metal upside down pentagram, I wound up carving a historically accurate Roman numeral 9 into my chest.
Okay.
How did you get from a pentagram to Roman numeral 9? IX.
Well, when you're listening to Canadian speed metal and you're drinking, you're mixing Schlitz and Miller High Life, things get a little wonky.
Yeah, I guess they do.
And the desert heat got to you a little bit. So,
do you do you still have the scar of the Roman numeral 9 there?
Yeah, I can send you guys a picture if you want.
How big is it?
A lot bigger than it should be.
Well, they used to do this brandy crap. It sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I stepped out of that. I was like, look, guys. I mean, and I was messed up too, but everybody was messed up. And my two buddies did it, and it was a coat hanger.
Yep.
Basically just some, just wipe your shoulder down with alcohol, and then, and it was basically beer or whatever we were drinking. It wasn't like we had antiseptic or any of that crap. And you stick that thing on a candle, man, and you heat it up until it turns red, and then, and you smell it, you see it, and then there's a pull with a skin, and it's like,
were you in high school or college?
College.
Everybody I know that has branding did it in, unless you're in a black fraternity, but right, most of them, like my cousins, they all got it in high school. Football.
The Q Dogs, man, they're brand.
They
that's a real brand.
Fraternities, they had brand brands.
No, that's, that is a serious
so
brand.
So when you saw the scarring on that, I mean, it was like somewhere like a half inch up above, you know, your actual skin layer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a half a garden hose.
Yeah, somebody, absolutely.
Somebody put on your arm, man.
Like, yeah, those guys, I'm like, hey, man, you knock yourself out. Can't you just get a tat?
Right.
Something like that.
It's funny. I have a cousin that has, like, a shape of stuff they branded in high school football, but he refuses to get a tattoo now. Really? I'm like,
you got branded.
And he's like, yeah, and I feel like an idiot. I should have never done it.
Well, I mean, look, you're in high school, you're in college. Mm-hmm. Maybe you regret it, maybe you don't, but that's the age to discover regret, I think.
Here's a good one. Let my roommates.
And there's a, I also attest, sorry, but there's also a giant fear of suckiness, especially with people before they summer camp starts. Like, I don't know why. You got to get together like a couple nights beforehand and hype each other up because you know it's going to be awful for a month.
Right.
Yeah. Let my roommate talk me into doing a dine and dash with him at Chili's. Really wish I hadn't done that. Were you drunk when you dined and dashed?
Fifth.
Yeah, so, yes.
Fifth. Okay.
Fifth.
Has anyone ever done it sober? I think I've tried it twice. One time we got caught, but we were not sober when we did it, you know? Another time I think we got away. No, we got away. But again, I was not sober when I made
it. Wasn't that like 2 blocks from your house?
It was close to where I lived.
Exactly. See, it was like the Circle K. You couldn't go back.
I'll tell you what. I felt like the biggest horse's ass having to walk in there and pay that bill.
Oh, yeah.
But I definitely, I gave it about a month or two, and then I started going back in.
And they didn't mind.
No, they, I don't know if they didn't remember. They didn't care. It was too good, and it was too convenient. It was a 24-hour diner.
And it was a really good diner. Yeah, you know what? Awesome. I think in the end, they didn't care. Because, look, you made a jackass move. And let's be honest, Ted. That particular diner in that particular part of town, that ain't the first time it happened. The difference is you came back and did pay your debt.
Because even when I said to the guy, like, I'm really sorry, and then he was just kind of like, yeah, all right.
Sure.
What did you give, like your library card or something?
I gave my lids. Remember the hat shop lid?
Yeah. It's not a credit card.
Left the lids card. And then went out there. Again, the problem is the parking lot is a U. So we had to make it all the way around.
So you didn't think right when you parked?
No.
So it was a last-minute decision to do that?
It was.
Okay.
All right. That makes sense. I will say, and the two times we attempted it, it was, it's a game-time decision. We did not go in saying, let's not pay. It was, you're sitting down, you're still kind of drunk, and it's like, ooh, I have a funny idea. And then you make the decision.
Once and my brother had this famous story. So, look, it's our fault, but that was part of it. He had always told the story. So once we sat down and kind of decided we were going to do it, then we lived it up, right?
We
getting cups of chili and chicken wings and sandwiches and extra sides. We did it proper.
Okay.
And you give him a Lids card. I love that.
The Lids card, yeah. Lids never came after me.
I know. I was going to say, did you feel bad giving up your Lids card? Because you probably had points on there.
I don't even remember. We just thought we were, God, Mike, don't look at me when I say this. We thought we were so slick. Like, what is leave a card? Funnel around with it. They'll never notice. You know, narrator's voice. They noticed. They noticed a lot.
Yeah. I was camping near a river, needed to pee, stumbled through the darkness into what I thought was a clump of bushes, fell right into a river. Luckily, it wasn't deep, but it was freezing cold. It destroyed my phone in my pocket. Couple more. Order stuff online. Don't remember ordering 50 bags of beef jerky, but I ate it all and enjoyed it eventually.
It was a thing going to waste.
50 bags of
beef jerky. I've never done it with Amazon. I have maybe ordered food from like a 24-hour fast food establishment and definitely woke up the next morning and my neighbors had left it in front of my door. So it's like, oh, that must have got sat out overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Taco Bell?
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Do you remember ordering it?
But
I think that's safer than putting like a pizza in your oven and passing out.
Yes.
I mean, that you're going to burn your house down.
Well, and it just, again, was embarrassing to have to knock on the air. Like, thanks for bringing my food down. I obviously passed out. get it.
Yeah.
I'm an adult over here.
Once got blackout drunk, woke up in another state over 2 hours away with no shoes and no car on a strange woman's couch. with her looking at me asking who I was.
Oh.
I told her I was going to ask her the same question. She made me breakfast, and we talked it out.
Oh,
all right.
Very nice.
What band did you almost take off with?
Operator.
Operator. Yeah, okay. That's right.
No, Spokane?
They were going to Spokane. I was in the tour bus. They were like, don't worry. We'll get you out of work. And I said, all right. And then, yeah. We were going to stop by my place to grab something. Now, at this point, the tour bus is just driving around Capitol Hill. I was like, oh, let me out.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Texted every girl on my phone, hey, baby, you up? Woke up to half the girls being weirded out. A quarter didn't respond. Few were flattered. Could have gone worse, but definitely the worst thing that I've done with my phone drunk. Told a girl she was my soulmate. I didn't remember it to the next day, but she sure did.
Uh-oh.
Forever. Couple more. Threw a drunk friend in a cab back to our hotel. He ended up in the lobby throwing a chair through the lobby window.
Oh!
He tried to choke the old man at the hotel and tried to steal a car. We were all in the Navy. Couple more.
Jesus.
Never done anything that bad. New Year's party with a date. I was already in throw-up mode before midnight. She went in for that New Year's kiss. I was having the spins and feeling dizzy and sweating, and I threw up in her mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, walk outside.
Hey, you got more control than that.
Yeah, sometimes you don't.
One of the greatest opportunities I missed, though, same thing.
What?
It was very close, this chick I was always aspiring after.
Start with an S.
Right. That was the closest I ever got. And like, everybody's like, why did you run outside? I was like, I was going to puke.
And you made the right decision.
I did. I never got even close again.
Because she's like, hey, you had your shot. I don't know what you're doing.
Still
bugs you,
doesn't it? It still does.
Cousin came home from a college party one night, walked into his roommate's bedroom, and peed into the fan that was pointing at his sleeping buddy.
Oh, that got everywhere.
And one more. I ate chili at lunch. Didn't even think about it. Went to the club later that night. I like to fart freely, so I blew one out on the floor. First time I'd ever asked my pants. I did go to the bar, grab one more shot, closed my tab, and walked out with crap in my pants.
I kind of respect that.
Yeah, just, give me one
Screw
more.
Screw it. I'm already here in a mess.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up the categories, the most sinful cities in America and rich people. Plus, we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.